Greetings, friends. My question for you today is, do you know what is the mark of the beast? I'll repeat that. Do you know what is the mark of the beast? In order for you to know what is the mark of the beast, you have to know who or what is the beast. And that's what we've been going over in our past couple of programs, laying the biblical foundation to describe the beast. But today, I'm going to speak some truth that might hurt some feelings, but God says that better are the faithful wounds of a friend than the deceitful kisses of an enemy. The love of God that is in me flowing out to you is given so that you may escape the mark of the beast. So my comments today will be about a false Christian system. My comments are not intended to condemn the majority of people that follow this false Christian system. Most of the followers are probably good people. They're just deceived. Satan is a deceiver, and the best way for him to deceive people that are getting close to worshiping God in spirit and in truth is to put a tree mixed with good and evil in their midst. In other words, Satan is clever enough to counterfeit God's true church in an appealing manner and then give the counterfeit church the backing of the civil government so that it can keep everyone in line. So again, my comments will be about a false Christian system, and it is not intended to be a condemnation of the majority of the people that follow this system. They are just deceived by the deceiver, Satan the devil, through this counterfeit false Christian church that he has set up. So let's review a little bit of what we went over in our last program. This is in Revelation chapter 13, and we'll read verses 11 through 12. This is Revelation 13 and verses 11 through 12. Because again, if you are going to know what is the mark of the beast, and more importantly, to reject it, you have to know who or what the beast is. Then you can get closer to knowing what the mark of that beast is. So it says in Revelation chapter 13 and verses 11 through 12, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. So the first beast that we had already talked about was the revived Roman Empire. But here it says, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. So this is talking about a second beast. The first beast rose out of the sea, and it had seven heads and ten horns. But now this other beast comes up out of the earth. So this is a second beast. Who is, or what is, this second beast? Well, I'm here to tell you on the authority of the Word of God and on the authority of history, so it's prophecy and history, that this describes the rise to power, this coming up out of the earth. It describes the rise to power of a kingdom or government, because we know that a beast is a kingdom or a government. So this describes the rise to power of a kingdom or government, and this kingdom or government that it is describing the rise of is the rise of the Catholic Church. That's right. This is describing the rise of the Catholic Church and the papacy as it rose to preeminence in the Roman Empire. And of course, since it rose to preeminence in the Roman Empire, it also rose to preeminence in the world. Now, when did this happen? It happened during the time when Justinian restored the Roman Empire to imperialism. In fact, Justinian's restoration of the Roman Empire is called the Imperial Restoration of the Roman Empire. As you remember from our previous programs, the original Roman Empire rose out of the sea in 31 BC, but then it had a deadly wound, and that deadly wound occurred in 476 AD. But then the Bible talks about its deadly wound being healed, it was healed in 554 AD by Justinian, and that is called the Imperial Restoration of the Roman Empire. So that is who that beast is, whose deadly wound was healed. It is the restored Roman Empire. But now this other beast that comes up out of the earth, this is describing the rise to preeminence in the Roman Empire of the Catholic Church and the papacy. Now, how can we know this for sure? The very next part of this says, it had two horns, like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. And you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So these two horns means that it rules like a civil government and a church government. It rules like a civil government and a church government. It has two horns, and it appears to be a lamb, but it is really a dragon, meaning it masquerades as the church of God. When it says that it appears like a lamb, it means that it's masquerading as the church of God, because Jesus Christ is called the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He is the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. So the Lamb pictures the true church that Jesus Christ is the head of, because, of course, we are all his body. But here it talks about this appears to be a lamb, so it masquerades as the church of God, but really it speaks like a dragon, which means that it's not the church of God. It means it's the synagogue of Satan. And I know these are strong words, and I'm talking about a false Christian system. This is a church that is filled with abominable and idolatrous practices. And one of the most abominable practices that it committed was the slaughter of millions of innocent people who simply protested against their evil ways. And it caused these people to actually be slaughtered. I'm not saying that the church itself actually was out there killing people, but it caused the civil authority to kill people. And now notice how the Bible describes this. And it, speaking of this false Christian church, and it exercises all the authority of the first beast before him. And it causes the earth and those dwelling in it to worship the first beast. Here we have described the Catholic Church having all the authority of the resurrected Roman Empire, because the Roman Empire supported it. It backed it up. In large part, it carried out its bidding to slaughter these millions of innocent protesters. And it says that it, this false Roman Church, it says that it causes the earth and those dwelling in it to worship the first beast. And again, we have it clear from the scriptures who this first beast is, whose deadly wound was healed. Unmistakably, the first beast is clearly the Roman Empire resurrected by Justinian in 554 AD. And from Revelation 13 verse 5, we know that resurrected Rome lasted for 1260 years. Now this is key so that we can absolutely nail down also the identity of this other beast, this two-horned beast. Remember that 1260 years. Because a religious government did exercise authority over the world in conjunction with a civil government, the civil government of Rome, for 1260 years. And there's only one that has ever done that. So the scriptures are very clear in giving us enough clues to point out unmistakably the identity of this two-horned beast. Now, speaking of the 1260 years, there are two slightly different 1260-year time periods that prove this prophecy refers to the Catholic Church as it wielded great influence in the Roman Empire. So there's two slightly different 1260-year time periods. The first 1260-year time period starts in 533 AD when Justinian published an edict and at the same time addressed a letter to Pope John II in which he put himself and the empire under the dominion of the Pope and acknowledge the Pope to be the head of the church. This was the first time that in the Roman Empire the Pope was acknowledged as the head of the church, and that the actual emperor put himself under the dominion of the Pope. So you see now how we have it from history, proving that this beast, speaking of the Roman Catholic Church, that this beast could cause the beast whose deadly wound was healed, the resurrected Roman Empire, it could cause it to do its bidding. Because for the first time in 533 AD, a Roman emperor put himself under the dominion of the Pope and acknowledged the Pope to be the head of the church. So if it started in 533 AD, and we said that there was a 1260-year period when this would last, because God said that it would wield authority over the beast for 42 months, which again, you'll have to go back to previous programs where we explained that this is 1260 years. So the 1260 years, if it started in 533 AD, then when did it end? If you count forward from 533 AD, 1260 years, you will come to 1792 AD. Now, what happened in 1792 AD? Well, it was the reverse of what happened in 533 AD. In 533 AD, Justinian put himself under the dominion of the Pope. So the opposite is what happened in 1792, and that's when Napoleon Bonaparte, he published an edict named Code Napoleon, in which the Pope was dishonored and removed as the head of the church, and then he no longer acknowledged the dominion of the Pope over the empire. So that was that first 1260-year time period. Started in 533 AD, lasted for 1260 years, and ended in 1792 AD. Now, the second time period, which is just slightly different, this, you can say, started in 554 AD when Justinian became the emperor of the Roman Empire. And it ended in, if you count 1260 years forward, it ended in 1814 AD when Napoleon was removed as emperor. So, Justinian became the first emperor of the resurrected Roman Empire, the beast whose deadly wound was healed. It was healed for a period of 1260 years, so it ended when Napoleon was removed as emperor. And no longer after 1814 AD did the Roman Catholic Church wield that type of influence over the Roman Empire. So the two witnesses of time testify that the two-horned beast, which is the Roman Catholic Church, ruled the healed beast for 42 prophetic months, or 1260 years. History and prophecy both prove the same point. But there are more points to make in our next program regarding this unholy marriage of church and state.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.